Nerves and instinct fired now, Fenton and Ryle loped through the moist grass towards the south. After 2 kilometres, they found a scent trail branching off into the jungle. One person, male, his clothes smearing the leaves with sweat and cotton. "Pat, bring Ogden back. I think we've got our man." Razor kept the snatch mission simple. The team activated their hovercraft again when they were back on the Qualheim east of Aberdale and started searching for a tributary fork on the south bank. According to the map stored in his guidance block, there was a modest river which ran south through the jungle, coming from the mountains on the far side of the savannah. It took them 5 minutes to find it, and the hovercraft nosed over the clot of snow lilies guarding its mouth. Platted tree boughs formed an arched screen overhead. "After the snatch, we'll keep going up this river and out onto the savannah," Razor said when they had left the Qualheim behind. "I want to get him and us out from under this bloody cloud as quickly as possible. We should be able to access the communication satellites as well once we're clear of it. That way, if we can extract any useful information, it can be delivered straight up to Terence Smith." If Smith is still up there, Kelly thought. She couldn't forget what the woman in panniers had said about the starships fighting, but Joshua had promised to stay and pick them up. She gave a cynical little sniff. Oh, yes, the Confederation's Mr. Dependable himself. "You all right?" Ariadne asked, raising her voice above the steady propeller whine and the rumbling thunder booms. "My analgesic blocks are holding," Kelly said. "It was just the size of the burn which shocked me." She resisted the urge to scratch the medical mnemonic packages. "Adds a bit of spice to the recording, a bit of drama," Ariadne said. "Speaking of which, you're not going to blow us out, are you? I mean, we are the good guys." "Yeah, you are the good guys." "Great. Always wanted to be a sensorized star." Kelly accessed her Lalon sensorized report memory cell file and turned her head until Ariadne was in the center of her vision field, wishing the combat boosted could produce some halfway decent facial expressions. "What did you learn from the sample you took from the houses?" "Nout. It was dust, that's all. Literally dry loam." "So these ornamental buildings are just an illusion?"
"Half and half. It isn't a complete fiction. They've moulded the loam into the shape you see and cloaked it with an optical illusion. It's similar to our chameleon circuit, really."
"How do they do that?"
"No idea. The closest human technology can come is the molecular binding generators starships use to strengthen their hulls. But they're expensive and use up a lot of power. Be cheaper to build a house, or use programmed silicon like you suggested."
"Then again..." She tilted her head back to focus her senses on the cloud band above the trees. "Logic doesn't seem to be playing a large part in life on Lalonde right now."
The hovercraft eased in against the crumbling loam bank. Ryle was standing among the qualtook trees above the water, waiting for them. Razor jumped ashore and ruffled the big hound's head. It pressed against his side in complete devotion.
"Jalal and Ariadne with me," Razor said. "The rest of you stay here and keep the hovercraft ready. Pat, monitor us through the Ogden. If we blow the snatch, I suggest you keep heading south. There's a Tyraska farming settlement on the other side of the savannah. It's as good a place to hide as any. This snatch is our last stab at completing the mission. Don't waste yourselves trying to gather further intelligence, and don't attempt a rescue. Got that?"
"Yes, sir," Pat said.
Jalal and Ariadne joined Razor on the top of the bank. The big, combat adept mercenary had plugged a gauze rifle into one elbow socket and a TIP rifle into the other. Power cables and feed tubes looped round into his backpack.
"Kelly?" Razor asked ingenuously.
"Not wanting to come with us this time?"
"It took 8 generations of cousins marrying to produce you," she told him.
The 3 mercenaries on the bank activated their chameleon circuits. Laughter floated down to the hovercraft out of unbroken jungle. Fenton watched the little clearing from under the sloping lower branches of an infant gigantea. The light here wasn't the pure solar white of the villages, but the universal redness that veered into a pale pink shade.